Well, good morning. Welcome to our second morning devotional and prayer time during the COVID-19 quarantine of 2020. I don't know how you guys are doing. I hope you're doing well. I hope that you are weathering this lifestyle alteration well. Hope you're able to enjoy more time with your family valuably. Yesterday was our first day of having our kids actually doing school at home. Very thankful to the teachers and administration at New Covenant Christian School who have been providing videos, instructional videos for them to download and watch, and good work to do so they can continue with their education. But it definitely made for a shift from, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, things were kind of laid back, a little bit more relaxed and casual. And then yesterday we had to sort of focus on, okay, we're doing schoolwork. And, of course, that varies widely in how long it takes kids to get schoolwork done, right? So some were done in 3 hours and others took 10, so, or seemingly. So anyway, that's going to be the new normal for us, and I hope you guys are doing well, adjusting to whatever your new normal looks like. We want to spend time in God's Word. So as far as these morning devotionals, here's kind of what I'm thinking. I enjoy doing these. I think it's good. I think it's good for us to gather together as a church family and to encourage. Uh-oh, we lost our Facebook feed for a second. Okay. Technology is a wonderful blessing and an added life challenge at times, isn't it? Okay, so where was I? Okay, these morning devotionals. So what I'm thinking for next week is we'll do these Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 8:30. I don't know that it's necessarily sustainable to try to do them every weekday morning. So I'm aiming for Monday, Wednesday, Friday mornings of next week. And then I also want to do a couple of evening things. Maybe I'll do another Ask the Pastor Live. I'm also thinking of something else I might do in the evenings, but maybe just once or twice in the evenings and 3 times in the morning, something like that. But any feedback you have to offer would be great. It's really my goal to be a servant to you and to your family during this time, to minister to you however is most helpful to you, whatever encourages you and builds you up in Christ. Well, today we're going to be taking a look at Psalm 1, and then we're going to be praying together. So let's just go straight to the Word of God, shall we? Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. Father, as we turn to your word this morning, we pray that you would give us insight by your Holy Spirit. We pray for wisdom. We pray for soft and receptive hearts. We pray for attentive and understanding minds. We pray that we would respond to your word as you teach it to us with faith and loving obedience. We pray this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, Psalm 1 is not just the first psalm in the book of Psalms, but it is in many ways an introduction to all of the book of Psalms. And in many ways, it stands as a pillar of sort of describing life and the world from God's perspective. When God looks down on the world and he sees humanity, it's very clear from Scripture that there are those whose hearts belong to him, and there are those whose hearts do not belong to him. There are those who are his children and who have faith in him and who are living in fellowship with him. And there are those who stand apart from him and against him and who do not respond to his word and do not seek his face and live in fellowship with him. And on one level, Psalm 1 is kind of giving us a picture of these two groups of people, what humanity looks like from God's perspective. And it couldn't be a more stark contrast. The righteous are said to be like a tree planted by streams of water, whose leaf does not wither and who bear fruit in their season. This is a picture of life, of health, and of fruitfulness. A tree that is planted by a stream of water is not dependent upon the daily cycles and rainfalls. It could endure a longer drought because it has roots that are deep and it is next to a nourishing stream. Of course, we know that the Bible uses water as an imagery of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit's work in the life of believers. Roots being sunk down deep into good soil reminds us of Jesus' parable of the sower, and the good soil is the heart prepared to receive the Word of God. And as the Word of God is deeply planted in the heart, and as the Spirit waters the Word, it brings forth fruit. It's the Word of God that bears fruit in our lives and makes us fruitful. Now, the wicked are contrasted with this. They're like chaff that the wind drives away. The absolute opposite end of a deeply rooted planted tree is chaff. It's light, it's dry, it's easily blown away, and it's easily burned up. And that's the wicked, those who don't know God, those who don't have God in their lives. So what makes the difference? Well, the difference is made really in the opening verses. The man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. That's what truly qualifies someone to be the blessed righteous, the blessed righteous. And as we reflect on that, it's a call to us, to what we should be doing. We know that we should be not giving in to the ways of the world, right? What is the counsel of the wicked? The counsel of the wicked, you don't think about like evil people who are saying like go out and murder, but it's the more ordinary run-of-the-mill counsel of the world that says basically live for yourself, please yourself, look out for number one, right? It's a me-first, me-centered attitude is the counsel of the wicked. And the way of sinners and the seat of scoffers are those who say, look, I'm going to do what I want to do, and I'm not so much concerned about whether it hurts other people or whether God approves of it. If I want to do it, I'm going to do it. And that's the way. And to, instead of doing that, so the blessed righteous man doesn't do that. And instead what he does is delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. So instead of taking counsel from the world and saying serve yourself, live for yourself, please yourself, he goes to the law of the Lord, which says, serve the Lord, live for the Lord, please the Lord. And out of that God-centered life comes deep stability and real fruitfulness. Now, as we reflect on that, we realize two things, I think, at once that we're supposed to realize from Psalm 1. One is, we should realize, yes, this is the way I should be living. I should be living for the Lord. I should be drawing wisdom from the Lord, and I should be bearing fruit, the fruit of the Spirit, in my life. But we should simultaneously realize something else, and that is that we're not. That we don't do this very well. None of us. I don't do it very well. No human being does it very well. To really turn our back on the selfishness that is not only out there in the world, but it's so natural to who we are. To truly live a God-centered life. That's not something that any of us really qualifies for that description in and of ourselves. And so ultimately, Psalm 1 is so much more than just a guide to us about how to live. It is a pointer for us to the one who actually lived this way. There is one man who actually lived a perfectly God-pleasing, God-fearing life, and whose life was abundantly fruitful. There is one man who never, ever walked in the counsel of the wicked or sat in the seat of the scornful. He never did that. He pleased the Lord every moment of every day of his life. He said, My food is to do the will of him who sent me. He said, I have come not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. And of course, that man is Jesus Christ. And so Psalm 1 is giving us a standard of what it looks like to live a blessed life, but then it's also convicting us of how we fall short, and so it's pointing us beyond ourselves to Christ. Christ Jesus is the blessed man of Psalm 1. Jesus is the fruitful tree, and he invites us to come under his shade, to eat of his fruit, and to be planted in him, and to find strength and fruitfulness in him. We can't live Psalm 1 by just saying, let's try harder, let's do better. We can only live Psalm 1 by running to Jesus and seeking in him the fulfillment of all of God's plans and purposes. So if you're feeling weak, if you're feeling frustrated at your own selfishness, one thing that I think having a family be all in the same house together for a week is we kind of get exposed more how selfish we really are, right? So if you're feeling weak or you're feeling tired or stressed out or anxious or frustrated at your own selfishness that's still there in your heart, so easily manifested every day, go to Jesus. Let Psalm 1 drive you to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, let me come under your shelter. Let me eat of your fruit. Let me be planted in you. For in you, there is true life. And there is a true fulfillment of all that God wants for me, found only in Jesus. Well, we're going to spend some time praying now. One group of people I want to encourage you to be praying for today are for the frontline medical professionals, especially the nurses, who are dealing with some of the most critical cases of COVID-19 around the world, whether in China, Italy, Spain, France, or here in the United States. There are people who are having to deal with very difficult things. There are young children who are in medically fragile conditions, who are struggling to breathe and are on ventilators. There are older people who are dying. I mean, this is, and it's the people who are there, the nurses who have to deal with this, and they're working longer hours, and they're away from their families, and they're dealing with very difficult decisions that have to be made and care that has to be given. And so we need to be praying for them in particular. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the fruitful tree of life. Jesus Christ is the tree of life for all who will come to you through him. So, Father, draw us to yourself in Christ today. Let us find shelter and shade beneath the fruitful tree that is Christ. And let us be rooted and planted in Christ, that we might also draw from the stream of living water, the Holy Spirit, and that we might also bear fruit in and through Christ in us. Would you do that work in our hearts today by your Holy Spirit, Father? And Father, we pray today for nurses in hospitals around the world who are faithfully treating victims of COVID-19 and who are having to face difficult things, stressful, emotionally draining, physically exhausting times. Father, we pray that you would strengthen. We pray that you would bless. We pray that you would protect these nurses. And for those who don't know you, Father, we pray that this time would be a time when you would turn their hearts to you and they would call out to you and they would learn to depend upon you. And we pray for their families as well, as they're having to work extra long hours and be away from home. Father, we pray that you would strengthen them and comfort them. Father, we pray for your church during this time, that your people would still be connecting with one another however we can, to encourage each other in you, that churches would still worship this Sunday, however we can, so that you would still be the God and Father of your people and to bless us richly in Christ. Father, be with us today. Help us to walk with you by faith. Help us to depend upon you and help us to trust in you. Give us a confidence knowing that if we are in Christ, we are in the deeply rooted, richly fruitful tree of life, and nothing can shake us. Give us that hope and that confidence today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, well, thank you for joining me for this devotional and prayer time. I hope it was beneficial to you and your family, and may the Lord bless you today.